Morning.
使徒保罗曾经说过一句话。
Apostle Paul has spoken.
他说我素来没有违背从天上来的意象。
I never went against the vision came from the heaven.
换句话说，那句话就是我不敢稍微失败。
In other words, I dare not to be defeated.
当保罗看见了一个属天的意象以后
，After Paul has seen the heavenly vision.
他一生有一个目标。
He has a goal in his life.
就是不违背他所看见的意象。
He never go against the vision that he has seen.
这首诗歌的作者有同样的一个心智。
This author of this hymn has the same will.
因为如果我们看见了一个意象，然后又违背了那个意象，我们就失败了。
If we have seen the vision, yet we went against it, we have failed.
因为诗歌的作者有这样一个坚定的这个心智，就是不敢违背那个从天上来的意象。
Because the author of the hymn has this will that he will not be against the will that he has seen.
所以今天我们也有一个意象。
Today we have a vision also.
所以今天早晨我们要来交通一下我们的意象到底是什么。
We want a fellowship. What is our vision?
如果我们不知道我们的意象，我们就不知道什么叫做不违背从天上来的意象。
We do not know the vision, then we cannot say that. How can we be not against the vision that we have seen?
我们的意象有三个点。
There's three points.
第一个点就是我们到底是谁。
Who are we?
我们到底是谁。
Who are we?
圣经上中告诉我们，我们到底是谁。
The Bible tells us who we are.
这是意象的第一个部分。
That's the first part of the vision.
第二个部分是我们为什么这样聚会。
Why do we gather together?
今天有很多信主的在各地各方都有不同的聚会。
There are so many gathering around the cities.
他们聚会的方式和我们聚会方式是不一样的。
They meet different. They gather differently than us.
那为什么我们今天如此聚会？
Why do we so gather?
这是那个意象的第二部分。
That's the second part of the vision.
第三部分是我们的见证是什么？
The third part is what is our testimony.
神所托付给我们的到底是什么？
What God has bestowed on us.
我们在地上要做的见证到底是什么？
What is our testimony on earth?
这三个问题的答案就是我们的意象。
All the answers for these three parts is our vision.
早晨我们要用三节圣经来看这三个意象。
We want to use three passages to look at this vision.
第一处在彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
这张圣经告诉我们，我们是谁。
The verse tells us who we are.
这是我们的意象，我们到底是谁。
This is our vision, who we are.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read together.
一起来。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，是要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明子的美德。这就是我们是谁。
This is who we are.
这就是我们是谁的那个意象。
This is the vision of who we are.
第二，使徒行传第二章。
Secondly, Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
42节。
Verse 42.
使徒行传第二章42节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼祈祷。这是第一世纪基督徒聚会的方式。
This is the method that the first generation of Christian made.
在那个时候，他们甚至没有一个名字。
They didn't have a name.
但是他们就是如此聚会。
So they gathered together.
因此，我们为什么如此聚会？
Why do we gather together?
不是根据我们自己的习惯和传统。
It's not according to our tradition and habit.
我们乃是根据神的话。
But we gather according to the word of God.
当初圣徒蒙恩得救以后，他们怎么聚会？
After the Christians are saved, how do they meet?
今天我们也如此聚会。
Today we will gather the same way.
我们如此聚会是根据我们是谁。
We gather according to who we are.
第三个意象在哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
The third vision is Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
这讲到我们的见证。
It spoke about our testimony.
我们读哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
Okay.
他 he is also
也是教会全体之首。
他是原始，
是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。这一句，这一节圣经告诉我们，今天我们在地上，我们要做什么见证？
This verse tells us what kind of testimony we should have on earth.
我们要见证耶稣基督是教会之首。
We need to testify that Christ is the head.
我们要见证他是一切事情的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
我们要见证在基督在我们生活里面凡事上都要居首位。
Christ will be the first in everything.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，早晨让我们有这样宝贵的机会来再温习我们所看见的异象。
Lord, we thank you that you give us this opportunity to review the vision that we have seen.
主啊，但愿今天我们每一个人在主的面前也有像世人同样的心智，就是我们不敢稍微的失败。
May today we have the same will as the author of the hymn that we will never be defeated.
我们不能违背这从天上来的意象。
We cannot be against the vision from the heaven.
主，求你怜悯你的儿女们。
May you have mercy on your children.
把我们眼睛前面所有的帕子都能够除去。
Remove all the veils in front of our eyes.
因此让这个意象能够进到我们的里面。
So the vision will enter into us.
好像使徒保罗当日看见那意象的情形一样。
As the apostle Paul has seen the vision.
那我们一生不来违背这从天上来的意象。
Our whole life will not dare to be against the vision.
我们把这样的时间交在主的手中。
We commit the following time in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
这个讲到我们是谁啊，这是一个相当重要的一个认识。
Speaking of who we are is very important note.
也许有人会问你说，你是基督徒吗？你在什么地方聚会？
Someone will ask you, are you a Christian? Where do you meet?
他的意思就要知道说你到底是谁。
He wants to know who you are.
有时候我们也讲不清楚我们是谁。
Sometimes we cannot speak clearly.
就像那个当主耶稣来到地上的时候，有一次主耶稣就问他的门徒说，他说人说我人子是谁。
Just as Jesus asked his disciples, he asked, who is the Son of Man?
那有人说呢，你是施洗约翰。
Some will say, you are the John the Baptist.
有人说你是以利亚。
You are Elijah.
有人说你是耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
或者是其他先知中的一位。
Or one of the other prophets.
然后主耶稣说了，那你们说我是谁？
So Jesus says, who do you say that I am?
西门彼得就说了，他说你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。
So Simon Peter said, you are Christ, the son of the living God.
耶稣就说了，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我天上的父启示的。
So Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以关于我们是谁呢，是需要启示的。
According to who we are, we need to be revealed.
不是根据别人怎么说。
Not according to what other people say.
乃是根据神在神的话里面向我们所开启的 是什么。
But according to the word of God that he has said.
根据我们刚才所读的这彼得前书第二章第九节，
According to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9，
这里讲到我们是谁。
It spoke of who we are.
他讲到四件事情。
He spoke of four things.
第一个，我们是拣选的被拣选的族类。
We are the people for God's own possession.
第二是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood, a chosen
race. 第三是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
第四是属神的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
这就是我们是谁。
This is who we are.
第一个是我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
这个世界里面好像有很多很多不同的族类。
In this world there are so many different races.
但是从属灵的观点来讲，这个整个世界里面呢，只有两个族类。
But spiritually speaking, there's only two races.
一个是旧的族类。
One's the old.
是亚当的族类。
It's the according to Adam.
是根据亚当的生命。
It's according to the life of Adam.
还有一个是新的族类。
Another is the new race.
是被拣选的族类。
Is the chosen race.
这是根据基督的生命。
Is according to the life of Christ.
因此神把我们从各族、各民、各方、各国拣选出来。
So God has chosen us from many tribes, tongues, or nations.
成为一个新的族类。
To become a new chosen race.
因为我们有一个新的一个共同的生命。
Because we have a new common life.
这个生命呢是耶稣基督的生命。
And this life is life of Christ.
在这个生命里面，我们成为了一个新的族类。
In this life, we become a new race.
在这个新的族类里面呢，就不分犹太人，不分希律尼人了。
In this new race, there's no distinguished of a Jew or Greek.
没有自主的，也没有为奴的了。
There's no slave nor free man.
这是一个新的族类。
This is a new race.
弟兄姊妹，我们是一个新的族类。
Brothers and sisters, we are the new race.
我们觉得好像讲说没有犹太人，没有希律尼人，好像是很简单的一件事。
It's very easy to say there's no Greek or Jew.
事实上呢，是一件非常困难的一件事情。
Actually, it's very difficult to say that.
在一月的时候呢，我们要去欧洲的时候。
This year, when I was going to Europe.
我们需要在礼拜一早上八点半，我们要开一个会。
We need to have a meeting at 8:30 in the morning.
但是呢，我们的飞机呢，早晨落地的时候呢是八点二十。
But our plane planned to land on at 8:20.
所以呢，你只有十分钟是不可能从机场去开会的。
It's not possible to go to meet at 8:30.
最少要需要一个半小时才能够出关，才能够到旅社，然后才能够去开会嘛。
At least 1.5 hours to leave the airport and drive to the meeting place.
所以呢，我只好前一天，要提早一天，要离开。我必须要礼拜六，要离开休斯顿。
So I need to leave on the Saturday.
我就跟我的同事讲说，我们最好礼拜六走。
So I told my colleague, let's leave on Saturday.
不然我们礼拜一是赶不到的。
Then we won't have time to arrive in time.
他说了，我不能礼拜五走。
He said, "I cannot leave on Saturday."
我说我不是说礼拜，我是说礼拜六。
I'm not saying the Friday. I'm speaking Saturday.
他说我不是礼拜五，就是礼拜天。
I said it's not Saturday. He said it's not Saturday, but Sunday.
No, not Friday. Or must be Friday or Sunday.
Must be Friday or Sunday.
他不能礼拜六飞的。
He cannot fly on Saturday.
因为礼拜六是安息日啊。
Because Saturday is a Sabbath.
因为他是犹太人。
Because he is a Jew.
你知道一个犹太人啊，他这个里面那个犹太人的那个事情呢是不能改变的。
He cannot change what's inside of the Jewish.
虽然他并不是一个很那个很在宗教里面的那个犹太人。
He's not a religious Jewish.
但是在这个跟随犹太的传统啊，他是真是道地的那个犹太人。
But he followed the tradition of Jewish.
所以呢，我们要去餐厅吃饭的时候，他什么都不能吃的。
So when we go to the restaurant, he cannot eat anything.
因为在犹太人的观点来讲呢，那些都不洁净的。
Because in Jewish viewpoint, those are not clean.
所以身上呢，常常带了两片面包呢，一块那个 cheese.
He always carry a cheese sandwich.
他就吃那个东西。
He only eat that.
这就是犹太人。
This is Jew.
如果你让这个犹太人不分犹太人，不分希律人，是不可能的。
It's not possible for them not distinguish a Jew or a Greek.
我们一吃饭就分出来了。
When we eat, we can see that.
我们坐飞机就分出来了。
When we fly the airplane, we can see that.
所以呢，是非常清楚了犹太人和不是犹太人。
It's very clear whether you're Jew or not.
但是我们蒙恩得救以后。
But after we are saved,
不分犹太人，不分希律尼人。
Neither Jew or Greek.
你说很简单吗
？Is that it's easy?
这非常困难的。
But no, it's not possible.
弟兄姊妹们啊，在这个人的世界上的种族里面呢，有一个种族跟犹太人比较相近的。
In the race in the world, there's very close to Jewish.
你们知道是哪一个种族吗
？Do you know who they are?
很靠近的。
Very close.
中国人。
Chinese，
我们中国人呢、啊，这个种族意识是非常强的。
We Chinese have a very strong identity。
我们喜欢我们的文化。
We like our culture。
我们喜欢我们的历史。
Our history。
我们喜欢我们的饮食。
Our food diet。
所以呢，无论中国人到什么地方呢，你都看到总是有中国城的。
No matter where you go, you see Chinatown.
无论在世界上哪个角落，多么小的一个地方啊，你去看了、啊，总是有个中国城的。
No matter where you go in the world, there's a Chinatown.
因为我们和犹太人很靠近。
Because we are very close to Jewish.
我们对我们种族的那个意识呢，是非常的坚强的。
We have a very strong identity to our race.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事：当我们蒙恩得救以后，就没有中国人了。就没有美国人了。
But remember, after you are saved, there's no Chinese nor American.
这是不容易的一件事情。
It's very difficult.
但是这是一个意向。
This is a vision.
如果我们今天还是坚持的活在这个中国人的里面的话
，If we strongly insist to live within the Chinese realm,
违背了那属天的意向。
You have went against the vision in heaven.
因为圣经上说是没有犹太人。没有希利尼人，没有自主的，也没有为奴的。
Because the Bible said there is neither Jew nor Greek nor slave nor free.
我们从前没有蒙恩得救的时候，我们是大老板的。
Before we were saved, we were a boss.
我们蒙恩得救以后呢，就没有老板了。
After we are saved, there's not a boss.
我们从前没有蒙恩得救的时候，我们是小伙计的。
Before we were saved, we were employee.
那我们蒙恩得救以后，我们也不是小伙计了。
After we are saved, we are not an employee.
我们大老板和小伙计可以在一起互称为弟兄的。
The boss and the employee can be called brothers together.
我们蒙恩得救后，以后没有自主的，没有为奴的了。
After we are saved, there's no slave nor free man.
因为我们是一个被拣选的族类。
Because we are the chosen race.
这是我们的意向。
This is our vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里聚会。
Brothers and sisters, today we gather here.
您知道这个聚会的场所是怎么来的吗？
Do you know how we obtained this church?
今天有多少弟兄姊妹在这里聚会的时候，知道这个聚会的场所是怎么来的吗？
How many of you know that how this church came about?
我们聚会开始的时候是1982年。
When we started the meeting is 1982.
我们聚会开始的时候呢，是在一个 apartment 一个公寓里面开始，就在 Dumbo 路上左边的一个公寓的里面。
We started in an apartment close to Dumbo.
如果你开 Dumbo 往那个45开呢，在你的左边有一个 apartment.
If you drive on the Dumbo road on your left, there's an apartment.
在那个 apartment 里面，我们开始的第一次的聚会。
In that apartment, we had the first meeting.
不知道云某人在不在？
在。
所以呢，可能在今天这里面呢，可能就我们两个人参加过第一次的聚会。
Only both of us had attended the first meeting.
后来呢？后来我们有一个弟兄呢，他就住在那个公寓里面。
There's a brother who lived in that apartment.
后来有一天他出来散步的时候呢，就走到这个当博聚会来了。
He was taking a walk, so he came to this church.
后来他就进来呢，就碰到当时的一个牧师。
He met the pastor at that time.
他就跟牧师谈一谈呢，想说能不能够。借他们一间房间呢来聚会。
So he asked the pastor whether we can borrow a room to meet.
那个牧师非常好啊，就答应我们了。后来呢，我们就从那个公寓里面就搬到后面，上二楼左边的第一间教室。
So the pastor agreed, so we moved our meeting to the second floor, the first room.
如果你还记得，你上二楼一上去左边第一间，那个就是我们开始在这个地方聚会的那个房间。
On the second floor, the first room was was the meeting place.
当然，聚完会以后呢，我们还是在现在大家吃饭的地方吃饭。
After the meeting, we still have love feast at the place where we eat today.
那个时候呢，在这个聚会里面呢，这里是有另外一个聚会，是有一个就是美国人的聚会的。
At that time, there are American brothers and sisters meet here in this hall.
所以主日早晨他们在这里聚会呢，我们在那个后面楼上聚会。
So on Sunday, they meet here, we meet upstairs.
啊，那个聚会呢的特点是呢，这都是老人呢。
They are all elderly.
最年轻的大概70左右。
The youngest one maybe in the 70s.
70到90是他们聚会的这个年龄层次。
Their ages range from 70s to 90s.
那我们呢是20到30。
But for us, we are in the 20s.
还有我们还有很多的小婴孩。
And we have infants.
所以他们看到我们是非常高兴的。
They are very happy to see us.
所以大家相处的是非常的融洽。
It's very easy to get together.
因为我们等于是像他的孙辈了。
We are just like their grandchildren.
有的时候呢，大家偶尔还会请他们跟我们一起爱宴。
We will have love feast with them sometimes.
一起唱唱诗歌。
Sing hymns.
他们非常的高兴。
They are very happy.
所以他待我们非常的好。
They are very nice to us.
但是随着年日的过去，老弟兄老姊妹一个一个到主那里去了。
As time passes, the elderly brothers and sisters went to the Lord.
你知道七十到九十，再过一段时就变成八十到一百，然后就变成九十到一百一了嘛，哈。
After some time, the 70s to 90s become 80 to 100.
后来呢，有一段他们人呢就是越来越少，越来越少，越来越少，就不能再聚下去了。
They cannot hold a meeting anymore because the people had decreased.
因此他们就在想，那我们将来怎么办？
So they were thinking, what should they do?
他们就想把聚会呢就停止掉了。
They wanted to stop meeting.
那牧师呢，他也决定呢，他要退休了，搬到 Austin 去了。
The pastor decided to retire to Austin.
但他们心里面有一个担忧啊。
But they have a worry.
如果他们结束这个聚会，那我们怎么办呢？
What should we do, the Chinese do?
我们人开始多起来了。
We were increased.
那我们要到哪里去聚会呢？
Where should we assemble?
这里是属于一个宗派的。
This belongs to a denomination.
所以他们呢，应当是要把这个财产要还给他们的宗派。
They have to return the property to the denomination.
然后呢，宗派呢会按照他们的宗派来处理这个地方。
So they were.Do according to their law or their policies.
所以这些老弟兄啊、老姊妹呢，他们就商量，他们就自己在交通这个事情。
So the elderly brothers and sisters were fellowshipping.
后来呢，这些老弟兄、老姊妹他们做出了一个决定。
So they made a decision.
他们就说服了他们的这个宗派。
They persuaded the denomination.
他们要把这整个当博聚会的地方呢，要送给。基督徒聚会。
They deed the entire property to the Houston Christian Assembly.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情我从来没有听过有这样的事情。
I never heard of such thing.
因为这一班弟兄姊妹是西国的，是美国人的弟兄姊妹，跟我们是没有什么关系的。
Because these brothers and sisters are American, they are not related to us.
但是呢，他们在主的里面呢，他们却做了一件事情。把我们当作是他们的兄弟一样。
But in Christ, they did one thing, treat us as their brothers.
就把整个这里的所有的地，这个地产呢，就转到 Houston Christian Assembly 的名下。
They deed the entire property, including the pastor.
不收我们一分钱的。
They did not charge us.
只有告诉我们这个地方必须要继续的。用作这个敬拜神的地方。
They only told us we need to use this place as a worshiping place.
这就告诉我们，我们这些弟兄姊妹，他们里面知道说他们是被拣选的族类。
This tells us these brothers and sisters know that they are the chosen race.
虽然我们从外表来看好像是没有什么关系的。
From the appearance, we are not related.
但是在他们做了这个决定的时候，是没有犹太人，没有希利尼人的。
When they made this decision, there is neither Jew or Greek.
是没有中国人，是没有美国人的。
Neither Chinese nor American.
弟兄姊妹，这就是意象。
This is vision.
这是我们所看见的意象。
This is the vision we see.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are the chosen race.
所以我们必须要把我们原来对那个种族的那个意识呢，我们要放下来的。
We need to put down our identity of our race.
如果有一天我们都老了。
When we are getting old.
那有一天我们都七十九十了。
Maybe 80 or 70s.
现在有另外一帮人在我们中间聚会。
There are other groups are gathering among us.
他们是二十三十。
They are 20s or 30s.
我们能不能够有一天说，我们把这个聚会的地方呢，就送给他们
？Can we deed the property to them?
因为我们是被拣选的族类。
Because we are the chosen race.
这是头一个意象。
This is the first vision.
第二个意象呢？他说我们是有君尊的祭司。
He said, "We are the royal priesthood."
什么是有君尊的祭司呢？
What does it mean being a royal priesthood?
这是不是彼得所发明的一件事情呢？
Did Apostle Peter invented this?
这不是彼得所发明的。
No, he did not.
因为在出埃及记里面，神就说了。
In the Exodus, God had told us.
他说：“你们要归我做祭司的国度。”
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
换句话说呢，在这个国度里面，每一个人都是祭司的。
Yeah, in other words, in this kingdom, everyone is a priest.
这是我们的意象。
This is our vision.
这不是一个道理。
It's not a doctrine.
这是一个实行。
This is what a practice.
所以我们需要来看看今天我们所实行的和我们的意象是不是一致。
We need to see whether we practice is according to what we see.
我记得我1979年来到美国的时候
，When I came to the United States in 1979，
我就第一个礼拜五呢就去修大参加那里的学生查经。
The first Friday I went to the Bible study in the University of Houston。
在那个时候啊，修大礼拜五晚上有一个学生的查经，有30-40个学生参加的。
There's 30 to 40 people attend that Bible study in UVA.
第一个礼拜五我就去了。
The first Friday I went there.
哎，我心里蛮稀奇的，在美国第一次参加基督徒的这个聚会。
I was very excited that I can attend a first Christian meeting.
所以我就进到了那个学生中心呢，二楼那有一个聚会，我就进去了。
So I went to the meeting place in the second floor of the university center, student center.
Oh, 我进去的时候觉得，哎呀，这里非常安静，好像没人一样。
It was very quiet there, as if there's nobody.
但是事实上呢，很多弟兄姊妹都到了，只是大家不说话就是了。
Actually, many are sitting there, but they don't speak.
因为我是新来的嘛，大家不说话呢，我也不说话了。
Because I was a newcomer, so no one speaks, so I don't speak.
我就坐在那里，这感觉很奇怪，这里人都不说话的。
So I was feeling very strange. How come nobody talk?
哎，后来呢，就有一个人说，我们唱是第几首？
Yeah, some brother chose a hymn.
我说，哎呀，好，总算有人说话了。
Oh, I saw that. Okay, somebody at least.
哎，大家都唱完诗歌，唱完诗歌以后呢，哎，也没人说话了。
After we sing, then nobody speak again.
哎，我就感觉很奇怪，怎么搞了？唱完诗歌又不说话了呢
？I felt very strange. How come everybody is quiet?
哎，后来怎么搞得有一个人祷告起来了
？And then one sister speak prayed.
哎，我觉得很奇怪，怎么搞的？他也没有说要祷告，他怎么就祷告起来了呢
？He didn't see that he was gonna pray, but he started praying.
那几个人祷告以后呢，又没人说话了。
After several prayers, then everybody quiet.
那后来有一个人又说，我们唱诗第几首？又唱另外一首诗歌了。
And then someone chose another hymn.
那唱完以后呢，又没有人讲话了。
After the singing, then nobody talked again.
哎，我觉得这很奇怪啊。
I was very
啊，我从来没有参加过这种聚会的。
I never attend such meeting.
那到底谁在带领聚会啊
？Who's leading the meeting?
没人带领聚会啊。
Nobody.
就这样子，唱诗祷告大概半个小时。
Just singing the hymn and pray for half hour.
我觉得非常有意思的啊。
I was very marked.
我从来没有参加过这种聚会。
I never had this kind of meeting.
后来就开始读经了。
So we started reading Bible.
把圣经读了一遍。
After the first reading,
有个弟兄就开始讲了。
A brother shared.
他讲了3分钟，他又停下来了。
After 3 minutes, he stopped.
我说，那下面怎么办呢？还有50几分钟呢。
What's after that? What should we do?
你怎么讲了3分钟就停下来了呢
？How come he only spoke 3 minutes?
我所习惯的这个读经聚会呢，是有一个人讲一个小时的。
I'm used to a speaker speaking 1 hour.
后来呢，就一段时间没人说话。
After several minutes, no, nobody speaks.
后来呢，哎，有另外一个人开始交通了。
Yeah, another person starts sharing.
哎，交通了几分钟以后呢，他也停下来了。
After several minutes, he stopped.
然后呢，另外一个人又开始交通了。
Then another starts sharing.
就这样子呢，就一个小时，大家一个就开始交通了。
In an hour, one after the other, they start sharing.
对我来讲呢，是一个非常奇怪的一件事情。
To me, it's very strange.
哎，这里新人看起来也不怎么特别嘛。
There's nothing special about this.
也不过就是学生嘛。
We are all students.
哎，怎么他们都会交通啊
？How come they know how to fellowship?
而且讲的还有一点道理的。
It's very reasonable.
觉得有点，还有点摸着我的。
It touched me also.
后来查完经了，就开始祷告了。
After the Bible study, we pray.
怎么每个人都会祷告啊？
Everybody prayed.
这个我觉得很奇怪啊。
I was very amazed.
从我以前的那个聚会的这个背景来讲呢，那个聚会结束，有一个人祷告就结束了。
From my background, one should conclude the meeting with one prayer.
怎么搞到这里呢？每一个人都会祷告。
How come here everybody prayed?
这是我第一次啊，参加这样的聚会。
This is my first time attending such meeting.
我不明白为什么这样。
I didn't understand why.
但是隔了一段时间以后，我慢慢就明白了。
After a while, then I understand.
原来弟兄们有一个看见，我们都是君尊的祭司。
Brothers had an understanding that we are a royal priesthood.
既然我们每一个人都是君尊的祭司，所以每一个人都能祷告的。
Since we are all royal priesthood, that then we can pray.
我们既然是君尊的祭司，每一个人都能够读经的。
We are a royal priesthood, then we can fellowship and read the Bible.
我们既然是君尊的祭司，每一个人都能够点诗歌的。
We can choose this hymn because we are a royal priesthood.
所以不需要有一个人来带领的。
There's not a need for one to lead.
那是根据我们是谁。
It's according to who we are.
所以聚会的方式是根据我们对自己的认识，我到底是谁。
How we gather together is according to what we know about ourselves.
如果我们每一个人都是祭司的话，我们就不需要有一个人来带领我们，来教导我们读圣经。
If we are all know we are royal priesthood, then we don't need someone to teach us.
如果我们是君尊的祭司的话，我们不需要有一个人代替我们来祷告。
We don't need someone to pray for us.
我们每一个人都要能够直接的向神祷告。
We all need to pray directly to God since we are a royal priesthood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要认识我们是谁。
We need to know who we are.
让我们在聚会里面要发挥我们个人祭司的功用。
We need to be functioning as a royal priesthood.
这是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
第三，我们是圣洁的国度。
Thirdly, we are the holy nation.
这个什么叫做圣洁的国度呢
？What does it mean being a holy nation？
就是这个国度和世界上其他的国度都是有分别的。
This kingdom is different than the kingdom in the world.
圣洁的意思就是有分别。
Holy means distinguished.
那我们这个国度和世界上其他的国度到底有什么分别呢
？This holy nation, how is it separate from the world？
地上的国度是由一个人来掌权的。
In the world, one person reign in this nation.
所以中国的权柄呢，在习近平的手中。
In China, President Xi has the power.
美国的权柄呢，是在川普的手中。
In America, President Trump has the power.
所以地上的国度呢，是由一个人掌权的。
In the nation on earth, one person reigns.
但这个圣洁的国度是神掌权的。
In the holy nation, God reigns.
这个神的国度里面呢，那个王呢，是在天上的。
The king of this nation is in heaven.
所以我们西南区的年轻人问我一个问题，说为什么我们这么强调要祷告
？So the youth group asked me why should we pray?
因为我们的王不在我们中间。
Because our king is not among us.
如果今天我们的王就在我们中间的话，那很简单，到时候什么事情问他，他说什么就算了。
If our king is among us, then we should ask him, and then whatever he says, we will do.
今天我们的王在天上。
Today our king is in heaven.
这个王不在我们中间的。
He is not among us.
因此我们凡事呢要去祷告的。
We need to go pray.
凡事要透过交通的。
We need to fellowship.
要借着祷告和交通来明白那个王的心意到底是什么。
Through prayer and fellowship, we need to learn the will of God.
因此我们在 这种认识里面，我们做决定有时候是比较慢的。
In this understanding, so our decision comes very slowly.
所以有的时候你不要不耐烦哈。
You have to be patient.
为什么很多事情这么久不做决定
？Why we don't make a decision for so long？
我们也不是完全的。
We are not perfect.
因此我们对神的这个心意的认识呢，常常是有欠缺的。
So we lack of understanding of God's will.
因此我们要透过与弟兄姊妹的交通祷告。
Through the prayer of fellowshipping and prayer,
来明白那个王的心意。
To understand the will of the king.
没有明白王的心意前，不能随便做决定的。
Before you understand the will of the king, you cannot make a decision.
因此，我们做决定呢，是那个速度有时候是缓慢的。
So the speed to make the decision very slow.
但是那个缓慢呢，是因为我们不敢违背从天上来的意象。
The slowness is mean that we cannot against the vision from heaven.
那个缓慢是因为我不敢稍微失败。
We will not dare to be defeated.
就是这我们需要认识我们是谁。
We need to know who we are.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are the holy nation.
所以我们不管是在教会也好，在家庭中也好，我们都要有这样的实行。
No matter in church or family, we need to practice.
在家庭里面呢，到底谁做主呢
？In the family, who reigns?
所以夫妻为什么要争吵呢？到底谁做主呢
？Why the spousal have the arguments?
但是呢，我们要知道我们是圣洁的国度。
Well, we have to know we are the holy nation.
所以在家里面呢，要让主来做主。
So in our family, the Lord needs to reign.
我们要一起祷告。
We need to pray together.
要寻求神的心意。
See the will of God.
要多有交通。
To fellowship.
让神的旨意显明。
So the will of God will reveal.
因为我们是圣洁的国度。
Because we are the holy nation.
所以你看，我们到底是谁，影响我们生活的态度。
Because who we are will affect our attitude in our daily life.
认识我们到底是谁，会影响我们侍奉的态度。
Knowing who we are will affect our attitude in service.
我们中间没有王。
There's no king among us.
我们的王在天上。
Our king is in heaven.
因此我们要寻求他的心意。
We need to seek his will.
因为我们是圣洁的国度。
Because we are a holy nation.
这是第三、第四。
The fourth.
我们是属神的子民。
We are people God's own possession.
这是在申命记里面，耶和华就这样说了。
In Deuteronomy, he spoke.
他说：“我将你们从埃及领出来，脱离那个铁炉呢，要特作自己的产业的子民。”
I have taken you, brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt.
这是我们的身份啊。
This is our identity.
这是我们的意象。
This is our vision.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
换句话说，我们不属于自己的。
We do not belong to ourselves.
因此，我们活在地上，不能够为自己而活的。
When we live on earth, we do not live for ourselves.
我们在地上应该为神而活。
We live on earth for our Lord.
根据我们的意向，我们是谁呢
？According to our vision, who we are.
我们是属神的子民。
We are a people of God.
我们是神所买出回来的。
We were bought by him.
如果我们真有这个意向的话，
we have this vision.
我们活在这个地上呢，就不能为自己而活。
When we live, we cannot live for ourselves.
要为那个为我们死而复活的主活。
We have to live for the one that who died for us.
如果我们能够按照这个意向来活的话，
if we live according to this vision,
我们会蒙到神极大的祝福。
We will be blessed.
这就是我们是谁。
This is who we are.
就看我们每一位弟兄姊妹呢，都能够在这个意象的你面前呢，让神向我们说话。
May the brothers and sisters will come before this vision and let the Lord speak to you.
而且我们的生活和我们的行为要和我们的身份要配合。
And our identity should match what our living.
如果我们有这样的意象。
If we have this vision,
但是我们的生活里面违背了这个意象。
Yet our daily life went against this vision.
那我们就失败了。
We have failed.
然后我们就讲第二部分，我们为什么如此聚会
？The second part is why do we do so together？
今天在地上呢，圣徒聚会呢有各种各样的方式。
There are many different ways to gather together.
我刚出来美国的时候
，When I first came up to America，
没有一个聚会呢会把那个鼓啊、锣啊放在讲台上的。
There's not a meeting that will place a drum on the stage.
那个时候是1979年的时候，从来没有看到哪一个教会，不管是中国人、美国人，哪一股都没有人是把那个在讲台上敲锣打鼓的。
In 1970s, there's no drum or guitar or any thing.
但是如果今天如果你出去看的话呢
？If you go out today,
几乎没有一个地方呢，讲台上没有敲锣打鼓的。
Almost every church has this drum or playing guitar.
好像是一个潮流啊，席卷了所有的聚会。
It's like trend has influenced every church.
这样的这种潮流呢，是经常来的。
This kind of trend always come.
所以很多在地上的圣徒，他们聚会方式根据现在最流行的是什么
？So many Christian meet gather together according to the trend.
那我们如何决定我们怎么聚会呢
？How do we decide how should we gather?
不是按照我们的传统。
It's not according to our tradition.
我们今天这样聚会，并不是因为我们昨天这样聚会。
We meet together like this is not because we met just like yesterday.
也不是因为这是潮流，这个绝对不是现在的潮流。
For sure, this is not the trend.
也不是我们的喜好。
It's not what we prefer.
我们今天这样聚会，是因为神的话是这样说的。
Today we meet like this is according to the word of God.
因为神告诉我们，当初的圣徒，他们蒙恩得救以后，他们的聚会是这样聚的。
Because the word of God tells us when the Christian they were saved, they met like this.
它有四种聚会。
There are four kinds of meeting.
第一个聚会是使徒的教训。
First one is apostles' teaching.
那个就是我们主日早晨这个信息的聚会。
This is the message meeting.
早晨在信息里面，我们盼望主借着这个使徒所传的耶稣基督的教训，能够在我们当中被我们遵守。
We were practiced according to the apostles' teaching.
第二，彼此交接。
We were fellowship.
这个就是叫交通和交流。
Fellowship.
我们交通什么呢？交通主的话。
We fellowship God's word.
因此，我们有礼拜五晚上的读经聚会。
So we have a Bible study on Friday night.
借着每一个礼拜的彼此的交接，我们可以更认识主的话，在生命里面，在主的话语里面有交通。
So we can fellowship in God's word in daily life.
我们主日早晨有擘饼聚会。
And we have a communion service.
因为圣经上告诉我们，那是他们聚会的内容。
Because the Bible tells us that is the content of the meeting.
所以每一个主日早上，我们有一个擘饼聚会。
Every Sunday morning we break bread.
我们不是一个月擘饼一次。
We don't break bread every month.
而是我们每一个礼拜都擘饼。
But every week we break bread.
这个擘饼聚会的重要性和使徒的教训和彼此交接是一样的。
The breaking of bread is just as important as apostle teaching and fellowship.
第四就是祈祷。
Fourth is prayer.
第四礼拜二我们有祷告聚会。
So on Tuesday night we have prayer meeting.
所以你看我们的聚会就是这四种聚会。
You see that these are the four different kind of meeting we have.
我们为什么这样聚会？
Why do we meet like this?
因为第一世纪的圣徒就是这样聚会。
Because the first century that Christians they gather together like this.
不是我们发明的。
It's not that we invented.
也不是我们喜欢这样。
It's not that we prefer.
乃是神的话是这样说的。
But the word of Lord tells us this.
我们有一个爱宴。
We have a love feast.
这爱宴也是有圣经根据的。
The love feast is according to the word of God.
因为使徒行传告诉我们，当他们当初聚会的时候，在第一世纪的时候，他们常常借着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Because the Acts tells us that they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
因为我们是神的家。
Because we are the house of God.
因此我们在一起用饭。
Because so we meet each
other. 这都是圣经的教导。
These are all teaching of the apostles.
但是我们也要根据我们是谁。
Also, we need to be according to ourselves.
所以你看我们的聚会，这四个聚会。
These four meetings.
有三个聚会都是每一个弟兄姊妹都可以参与的。
There are three meetings that every brother and sisters can attend.
祷告聚会每一个人都可以祷告的。
In the prayer meeting, everyone can pray.
你就是刚刚蒙恩得救，你去祷告聚会，你就可以祷告的。
If you are just saved, you still can pray in the prayer meeting.
你不需要有什么身份地位才可以祷告的。
You don't need to have a position or anything.
你就是刚刚受浸，你第二天你就可以祷告了。
After you are baptized, you can pray.
读经聚会，每一个人都可以交通的。
In the Bible study, everyone can fellowship.
也许你圣经还没有读过一遍。
Maybe you have not read the Bible once.
你仍然可以交通。
But you still can fellowship.
每一位都是祭司。
Every one of you are priests.
因此每一个人都可以交通。
Therefore, everyone can fellowship.
擘饼聚会，每一个人都可以参与的。
In the communion service, everyone can.
你可以祷告，你可以点诗歌的。
You can pray. You can choose him.
所以你看这四个聚会里面有三个聚会都是每一位弟兄姊妹都可以参与的。
You see, there are three meetings that everyone can attend.
根据我们
participate.
这是根据我们的意向。
This is according to our vision.
根据我们看见我们是谁。
To see who we are.
但是呢，我们要知道说，既然这是我们的意向的话。
So even though these are our vision.
我们就知道，我们必须要知道如何来参加这些聚会。
We should know how should we attend to these meetings.
因为每一个祭司在服事以前都是要预备的。
Because a priest has to prepare before the service.
没有一个祭司可以服事而不预备的。
No priest cannot do the preparation before he serves.
如果我们认为我们是祭司，
If we think we are priests,
但是我们来聚会的时候不预备，
But when we come, we do not prepare.
那违背了，我们违背了那从天上来的意象。
That's against the vision of heaven from heaven.
我们就失败了。
We have defeated.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见这件事情
？Have you seen that?
今天我们既然如此聚会，既然我们有如此的看见，我们需要进入这个实际。
We meet like this, so we need to enter into the reality.
那我们如何来预备这个聚会呢
？How do we prepare for the meeting?
我们如何来预备这个祷告聚会
？How do we prepare for the prayer meeting？
知道神的意念是高过人的意念，神的道路是高过人的道路的。
You know that the way of the Lord is higher than ours, and His thoughts is higher than ours.
因此，我们来预备祷告聚会的时候，我们要在主的面前寻求神的意念和道路在哪里。
We need to see where is His thoughts and His ways.
如果我们不知道神的意念和道路，我们怎么能够让他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上呢？
How, if we do not know His thoughts and His ways, how can we pray that?
所以我们来参加祷告聚会的时候要预备的。
We need to prepare before the prayer meeting.
要寻求神的意念和神的道路。
We need to see His thoughts and His ways.
那我们参加读经聚会要怎么预备呢
？How do we prepare for the Bible study?
我们要把我们所得着的那个五饼二鱼要带到聚会里面来。
We need to bring our five loaves and two fish to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们聚会的方式。是因为我们是祭司。
The way we meet is because we are a priest.
如果我们只是维持这个聚会的方式，而失去了祭司的职事的话，那我们的聚会呢，还不如别人的聚会。
We just maintain the way we meet, and yet we lose the priesthood. We are not better than others.
如果我们来读经聚会的时候，我们没有预备，我们没有带着五饼二鱼的话，那我们的聚会还不如有一个人从头讲到尾。
If we come to the Bible study and did not bring our five loaves and two fish, then it's better for one to speak for an hour.
所以我们必须要知道我们为什么如此聚会。
So we have to know why should we meet this way.
我们如此聚会，因为是我们看见我们的身份。
We meet this way because we see our identity.
因此，我们来聚会的时候，必须要忠实我们的身份。
We have to be faithful to our identity.
我们必须要预备来为这个聚会有预备。
We have to have preparation before we come.
主没有要求我们预备很多。
The Lord did not ask for a lot.
我们把我们所看到的一点点带到聚会里面，甚至你只读懂一节圣经都不要紧。
If you just understand one verse, just bring that. It's good enough.
在整章圣经里面，你就一节你能够读懂。
If you just understand one verse from the whole chapter.
你就把你所读的那一节圣经，你所得着的带到聚会里面。
You just bring what you have gained from that verse.
如果每一个人都这样做的话
，If everyone do that way,
你会发现在聚会读经聚会结束以后呢，你一定有十二篮子满了的那个剩余。
If everyone do it this way, then we will find that we have 12 baskets of fragments.
所以我们这个聚会。如果要能够让我们有得着的话，我们必须每一个人要发挥我们祭司的功用。
We have to be functioning as a priest when we come to the meeting.
那我们擘饼聚会，我们怎么预备
？How do we prepare for the breaking of bread？
我们看到启示录的时候啊，在那个天上有这些得胜者144,000人围绕宝座的时候，他们在唱一首歌。
We see that in Revelation, the 144,000 are singing a song.
约翰说仿佛是新歌啊，没有人可以学的。
It's a new song, John has said that no one can learn that.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来擘饼聚会的时候啊，我们要预备一首新歌。
When we come to the communion service, we need to have a preparation of a new song.
我们到擘饼聚会，你不能唱旧歌的。
You cannot sing an old song.
我们不能把上礼拜的歌再来重唱一遍。
We cannot sing the song that we had sung last week.
我们也不能把我一向唱的歌来唱一遍。
I don't want to sing the song that I usually sing.
我们不是把同样一首诗歌呢，每一次到擘饼聚会的时候，我们就唱我们这首诗歌。
We don't sing the same song to every communion service.
我们乃是要唱一首新歌。
We need to sing a new song.
我们还是要在那一个星期的生活当中呢，能够经历主在我们身上的恩典。
In that day, in that week of living, that you experience God's grace.
经历主在我们身上的这个宝宝和怀揣。
You experience God is bearing and carrying.
在我们心里产生一个新的 新的一个感谢和新的一个赞美。
In our heart, we have this new thanks and praise.
然后我们在擘饼的时候呢，把我们在那个礼拜里面对主的爱，这一个经历呢，用一首新的歌把它唱出来。
So in the breaking of bread, that we can sing this new song of love to Him.
这是我们对擘饼聚会我们有应该有的预备。
This is the preparation we should have for the breaking of bread.
那信息聚会怎么预备呢？
How about apostles' teaching? How should we prepare?
圣经告诉我们，他说要遵守使徒的教训。
The Bible tells us we should obey the apostles' teaching.
我们如何为主日早晨的信息来有预备呢？
How do we prepare for the teaching in the Sunday?
我们要来遵守在上一个主日弟兄所交通的信息。
We need to do according to what the brother had teach.
如果我们上一个主日的信息我们已经完全忘记了。
And we have forgotten what was last week's message.
我们就无法来预备这一个主日的信息。
Then we cannot prepare for this week's message.
如果我们每一周没有去遵守这些信息里面所教导的。
If we did not practice what is taught in the messages.
我们的房子是盖在沙土上的。
Our house is built on the sand.
盖在沙土上的房子是没有意义的。
There's no meaning for the house to build on the sand.
有一天雨来风吹的时候，这个房子就倒了。
One day the rain comes, floods come, then the house will collapse.
所以我们每一个主日在这里，我们听见了主的话。
Every Sunday we listen to the word of God.
我们要去遵守的。
We have to practice.
如果我们遵守了主的话，我们就发现呢，我们下一个主日，我们的心是预备好的。
If we practice this way, then you will find that your heart is ready for next week.
我们的心是柔软的。
Our heart is meek.
上一个礼拜的遵守呢，让我们这个心呢是柔软的，能够听下一个主日的信息。
Last week's practice of the message is prepare our hearts to listen to the message this week.
如果我们上个礼拜的话，我们根本没有遵守。
If we did not practice last week.
前一个礼拜的话也是没有遵守。
Did not practice the week before.
从来没有把主的话当作一回事。
You never care about the word of God.
我们的心呢？是很刚硬的。
Our heart is very stiffened.
因此再多听一篇信息对我们也没有什么用处。
No matter how many messages you heard will not benefit you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们今天坐在这里，
Today we sit here.
我们的心是柔软的呢还是刚硬的？
Is our heart soft or stiff?
根据我们预备了没有？
Is according to whether we are prepared.
所以我们要知道我们的身份。
We need to know our identity.
我们知道为什么如此聚会。
We need to know why we meet this way.
那我们的见证到底是什么？
What is our testimony?
这第三部分讲到我们在地上的见证。
The third part spoke about our testimony.
我们的见证呢，有三部分。
Our testimony is divided in three parts.
第一部分是教，他是教会全体之首。
He is the head of the body, the church.
我们的王呢，不在地上。
Our king is not on earth.
那王如果在地上呢，就很简单。
If the king is on earth, it's easy.
那王如果不在地上呢，就很麻烦。
If the king is not on earth, it's not possible.
所以教会怎么做决定呢？
How does the church make decisions?
那王不在地上。
The king is not on earth.
没有一个人是王。
No one is a king.
那我们需要做一个重大决定的时候，如何做那个决定？
When you make a major decision, how do you do that?
在1994年的时候呢，我们在西南区需要做一个决定。
1994, we need to make a decision in the West Church.
因为我们聚会的地方不能再用了，借人的地方不能再用了。
The place that we borrow cannot be used anymore.
因此，我们需要找一个聚会的地方。
We need to find a place to meet.
所以呢，我们要做一个决定，是去哪里聚会呢？在什么地方聚会呢？如何能够得到一个聚会的场所？
So we need to find how do we find a place to meet and make the decision.
所以当然弟兄们就祷告了。
So the brothers meet and pray.
因为我们中间没有王嘛。
There's no king among us.
所以我们凡事呢就大家祷告。
So we pray.
后来呢，教会有一个姊妹呢就告诉我们说她找到了有一个地方呢，现在好像在出卖。
There's a place, one of the sisters told us there's a place that's for sale.
就是我们现在的那个 building one.
That's our building one.
所以我们一些弟兄们就去看了一下。
So some brothers went to see.
我们觉得这个地方呢是非常好的一个地方。
We liked the place we saw.
所以呢，我们就说，那这个地方，他要价多少钱呢
？How much is asking for the place？
他说这个地方啊是在拍卖的，因为是已经被查封的一个房子，所以呢，他有一天他要拍卖的。
She told us this place had been foreclosed. It will be auctioned off.
他说你们要买的话呢，到那天拍卖的时候，你们就去拍卖嘛。
If you want to buy it, then just go to the auction.
其实我们从来没有人买过这样的这个地产啊，所以我们要祷告怎么办呢？这怎么我们从来没有人去买过这样的财产的。
None of us had this experience buying the foreclosed auction off real estate.
所以啊，弟兄们要祷告，求主带领我们呢。
So brothers pray together and ask the Lord to lead us.
后来呢，在祷告以后呢，神就把一个数字摆在大家的心中。
So the Lord placed a number in our hearts.
400,000。
400,000。
所以大家都感觉，哎呀，这是主给我们的一个数字。
We all feel that the Lord told us this.
意思就是说呢，我们去拍卖的时候，我们出价不会超过400,000，40,000是我们的上限。
When we go to the auction, that is the limit that we should have.
所以大家祷告以后呢，大家都觉得很平安。
So after we pray, we all feel the peace.
所以我们就到那天呢，我们几位弟兄都跑到那个拍卖的地方去了。
On that day, we all went to the auction.
他每一个人呢，给你一个牌子。
We get a number.
牌上有一个号码，就代表你。
There's a number represent you.
你先要先去登记，登记又给你一个牌子。
You have to register first, and then you get a number.
然后呢，等到你的那个要拍卖的时候，他们就会有一个人就会叫一个那个，他会叫一个价钱。
When the property comes up for auction, the auctioneer will call the number.
如果你要的话呢，你就举起来，那他就知道，他就登记啊，这个人要这个价钱。
If you want this, then you raise your flag, then he will know that you want this for.
然后呢，他就把那个价钱提高一点。
Then he will raise the price.
我看有没有别人要举牌子。
He will see any other will raise the flag.
然后呢，然后如果有人的话呢，他就再提高一点，看还有没有人要举牌子。
If somebody raise the flag, then he will raise the price.
如果他提高到一个程度以后呢，除了那个举牌子的人以外，没有人再出更高的价钱的话呢
？To the point that nobody else raised their flag.
还有我们就在里面呢，就拿了一个牌子。
So we got that flag.
所以呢，等到我们这个。这个房子开始拍卖的时候，我们当然也有点兴奋了。
So the property come up for auction, we were excited.
所以呢，第一个价钱呢叫出来以后呢，马上就有人举个牌子。
After the first price called out, and one had raised their flag.
所以他就提高了一下呢，马上第二个人又举起这个牌子。
So the price was raised, and the second one raised their flag.
都不是我们举的。
We did not raise our flag.
然后呢，那个人又抬第三次一抬呢，就超过400,000了。
So the third time he raised the price over 400,000.
然后我们还没举牌子。
We haven't even raised our flag.
然后呢，他又提高了，又有人举牌子了。
Then he raised the price again.
然后呢，他又提高了，又有人举牌子了。
Then he raised the price again. Someone.
所以呢，最后的那个成交的这个价钱呢，是靠近500,000，而不靠近400,000。
So the price was about 500,000.
所以我们就很快的，几分钟我们就出来了。
After several minutes, we left.
牌子也没举。
We did not raise our flag.
因为我们主告诉我们400,000嘛。
Because the Lord told us 400,000.
那心里面很高兴啊，我们觉得这是主的引导。
We know that this is the leading of our Lord.
主告诉我们是400,000呢，那我们就400,000，超过400,000那。主不要我们买这个房子。
Because the Lord told us it's 400,000, so the Lord didn't want us to buy this.
所以我们欢欢喜喜、平平安安的回去了。
So we left with peace and happiness.
好几个礼拜以后啊。
After several weeks.
我收到一个电话。
I got a phone call.
他说啊，你们对这房子有没有兴趣啊
？He asked me whether you are still interested.
他说那个投标拿到的那个人没有 close 这个 property.
The person who had gained the auction, he didn't close it.
我很奇怪，你为什么找我呢？我牌子都没举。
I didn't raise my flag. Why did you come?
我也不是第二高的，也不是第三高的，也不是第四高的，也不是第五高的，我们根本没举牌子啊。
We didn't even raise our flag. Why you come seek us?
如果那个最高的人不买的话，你至少找那个第二高的吧，对不对
？If the first one did not clothes, then you should go find the second
person. 然后第三、第四，我们根本没举牌子啊。
Or the third or the fourth, we did not raise our flag.
我不知道为什么他找到我们来了。
I don't know why he found us.
他说我们可以跟你谈个价钱嘛。
So he said we can discuss the price.
当然很好，我们很愿意谈啊。
Sure, we were very.
最后呢，我们成交的价钱是在40万以下的。
The price that we had is below 400,000.
果然神让我们在40万之下能够买到这个房子。
So the Lord let us bought the property below 400,000.
在这个决定做了以后呢，一直到今天呢，从来没有一个弟兄参与这个决定有任何的怀疑，这个是主为我们做的决定。
No brothers who has attended this had doubt.That the Lord had led us to buy.
甚至我们每年每次有机会回想当年的情形的时候，我们都非常感谢神，是主带领我们到那个地方去。
When we have the meeting to review this, that we thank the Lord that the Lord had led us to buy this.
因为他是教会的元首。
Because he is the head of the church.
我们没有一个人有那个智慧，能够想到，能够在那里找到那样的一个房子。
None of us has the wisdom to find such a building.
因此我们在地上的见证是耶稣基督是我们的元首。
So we want to testify that the Lord is our head of the body.
所以呢，我们不要灰心。
Do not be disappointed.
所以我们当时在那个拍卖场出来的时候，我们没有灰心的。
When we left that auction house, we were not disappointed.
虽然我们不知道前面有什么会怎么样，我们去哪里聚会呢？但是我们里面没有灰心的。
We did not know where we should meet, but we were not disappointed.
因为主不会错的。
Because the Lord will never be wrong.
他是教会全体之首啊。
He is the head of the body.
所以今天我们在教会侍奉的时候，有的时候觉得好像事情太慢了，或者是决定的那个时间拖得太长了，不要灰心的。
When we served, we saw that it had lasted so long that no decision was made. Do not be disappointed.
因为我们的王不在我们中间呢。
Because the king is not among us.
他是教会全体之首。
He is the head of the body.
第二，我们的见证，他是开始，他是原始。
Secondly, he is the beginning.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
That is very important.
一件事情如果是神开始的话，神是会做完的。
If God has started in the beginning, then He will finish.
如果不是神开始的话，是做不完的。
If God did not do the beginning, then He cannot be finished.
所以虽然可能开始的时候决定慢了一点，但是如果是神开始的话，神会让这件事情一直做到最终点的。
Maybe the decision was very slow, but God, when God begins, then He will finish.
我记得我们刚开始聚会的时候是1982年聚会的。
I remember we started the meeting in 1982.
我们刚开始没有多少人的。
When we started, we didn't have that many.
你看，在一个公寓的这个客厅里面能坐多少人呢
？In an apartment living room, how many can be seated there?
而且呢，在我们刚刚聚会开始的时候呢，我们有四个比较年长的弟兄，就是比较负责的弟兄。
There were four responsible brothers there.
那我不在其中的。
I was not one of them.
有四位年纪比我稍微长一点，他们负责的。
There are four brothers that are older than me. They are responsible.
就在我们刚刚聚会开始的时候呢，哎，这四位当中有三位就离开 Houston。
When we just started the meeting, the three of the brothers had left Houston.
你可以想想看这个情形哈，刚刚开始一个聚会，聚会人很少。里面的四位的主要的弟兄有三位就离开了 Houston.
Can you imagine that three of the four responsible brothers had left Houston when the meeting just started?
是聚会刚刚开始的时候。
When the meeting just started.
不是10年5年以后的事。
It's not after 5 years or 10 years.
是刚刚开始的时候。
When we just started.
就是那些弟兄们在决定那个聚会开始的那些弟兄里面有四位，其中三位离开了休斯顿。
When the brothers decided that we will have a meeting, those three brothers left the Houston.
但是我们感谢主哈，我们十分相信这个聚会开始是神开始的。
But thank the Lord, we trust that Lord has started this meeting.
因此这个聚会呢，神会让他一直继续下去的。
Therefore, the Lord will sustain this meeting.
这聚会开始不是人开始的。
Because it was not begun by man.
如果这个聚会是人开始的话呢，第一年呢就聚不下去了。
If the meeting was began by man, then after 1 year, we cannot, we would be done.
你可以想想啊，开始聚会的时候，人的数目是在一个公寓的客厅那么多。
Can you imagine there's only a few that can fit in the living room?
然后其中三位主要的弟兄其实是三个家庭，还不是三个人，三个家庭很短的时间就离开休斯顿。
And three families had left Houston for just a little while.
那这个聚会怎么继续下去呢？
How can this meeting go on?
但是呢，这是神开始的聚会。
But this meeting is begun by God.
所以神开始的聚会是不靠人的。
When God begins this meeting, it does not depend on man.
因此我们在地上的见证是神是原始。
Our testimony on earth is He is the beginning.
无论我们在教会做任何一件事情，
No matter what we do in the church,
我们都要确定这个是不是神要我们开始做的。
We have to make sure that whether the Lord wants us to start.
如果神要我们做的话，我们就往前。
If the Lord wants us to do, we will go on.
如果不是神要我们做的，我们就不往前。
If the Lord does not want us to do, we will not go.
就算我们多花一点时间来寻求，也是值得的。
It's worth it to search him for a while.
第三个见证
，The third testimony，
就是在凡事上要让基督来居首位。
He will be the firstborn from, no, he will be the first place in everything.
不管是我们个人的生活，或者是我们教会的生活
，No matter in our daily life or in the church life，
是不是耶稣基督在我生活上的凡事上能够居首位？
Whether Christ is first in everything.
如果我们不能够让基督居首位的话，
If we do not allow him to be the first place,
我们就失败了。
Then we have been defeated.
我们就违背了那个从天上来的意象。
And we have went against the vision of heavenly from heaven.
所以这就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
神是不是在教会居首位？
Whether he is the first place in church.
他是不是每一件事情的开始？
He is the beginning of all things.
他是能够在我们的生活和侍奉上，在凡事上能够居首位。
Can he be the preeminence in everything?
在我们聚会的年轻人问了我一个问题。
The youth people ask me a question.
他说：“你是不是认为我们聚会比别的聚会更好？”
Do you think our church is better than others?
我觉得这个是一个非常好的一个问题。
I think this is a very good question.
而且。值得我们慎重地回答他。
It's worth it to answer them sincerely.
我们认为我们比别人好，有没有？
Do we think that we are better?
当我们要做一个比较的时候，
When we do a comparison,
当我们要决定是这个好还是这个好的时候，
When we make a decision if this is better than the other,
我们必须要做一个论断的。
We have to make a judgment.
是吗？
True.
如果你不论断的话，你怎么能够决定哪一个比较好？
If you do not judge, how can you know which is better?
但圣经明明告诉我们，我们不可以论断。
But the Bible tells us we should not judge.
圣经非常的清楚告诉我们，我们在地上是不可以论断别人的。
The Bible clearly tells us that we should not judge others.
甚至保罗说，我都不论断我自己。
Even Apostle Paul tells us I do not judge myself.
如果我不能够论断别人，我也不能够论断我自己。那我怎么能够去判断是我比别人好呢，还是我别人比我好呢？
If I cannot judge myself or others, how can I compare whether others are better?
因此我们不能认为我们比别人好。
We cannot say that we are better than others.
因为神不容许我们论断别人。
Because God does not allow us to judge.
神也不容许我们论断自己。
God does not allow us to judge ourselves.
因此我们不能说我们比别人好。
Therefore, we cannot say that we are better.
那谁来论断我们呢？
Then who is judging us?
只有耶稣基督有一天在基督的审判台前要论断我们。
Only when Jesus would judge us in front of the judgment seat.
那基督在审判台前会怎么样来判断我们呢？
How will he judge?
他是按照我们的意向来判断我们呢？
According to our vision?
还是按照我们的实际来判断我们呢？
Or according to what our reality is.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得那有一天在基督审判台前，基督会用我们的意向来说，哦，你知道意向，所以你是忠心和善良的吗？
Do you think that Jesus will judge you according to the vision that you know the vision and you say you are good and good?
还是说根据我们有没有违背那个意向来审判我们呢？
Or whether according to whether we had practiced the vision.
我想我们有一天都要面对这个最后的一个判断。
I think that one day we will face this judgment.
这个判断是我们有没有忠于这个从天上来的意象。
Whether we are faithful to the vision that from heaven.
如果我们忠于这个意象呢，我们是在良善忠心的仆人。
If we are faithful, then we are the good and faithful servant.
如果我们不忠心于我们的意象的话，我们是又饿又懒的仆人。
If we are not faithful to the vision, then we are the evil servants.
所以要到那一天的时候，我们在基督审判的台前，神会来判断我们。
On that day, God will judge us in front of the judgment seat.
因此，今天我们的态度到底是什么
？What is our attitude today?
我们的态度不是我们比别人好。
Our attitude is not that others are better than us.
我们也不敢这样有这样的一个想法。
We cannot dare to think that way.
因为我们不能论断别人。
Because we cannot judge others.
我们也不能论断自己。
We cannot judge ourselves.
我们只是希望能够不违背这个从天上来的意象。
We just hope that we are not against the vision.
我们的心态是我们不敢稍微失败。
Our attitude is not that we don't dare to fail.
如果我们有这样的一个心智的话，
we have this will.
不敢稍微失败。
We not dare to.
忠心于神给我们的意象。
Faithful to the vision that we see.
我们就有这个胆量，有一天站在基督审判的台前。
Then one day we are dared to stand in the front of the judgment seat.
我们不论断别人。
We do not judge others.
我们也不论断自己。
We do not judge ourselves.
我们绝对不认为我们比别人好。
We do not think that we are better than others.
我们只是不敢稍微失败。
We do not dare to be defeated.
愿主今天能够让我们温习一下我们的意象。
May the Lord that allow us to review our vision.
我想这个对大家都不陌生。
Maybe you are not, you should be familiar with it.
但是最重要的是，我们有没有忠于这个意向？
The most important thing is whether we are faithful to this vision.
有没有把它实行出来？
Whether we have practiced.
我是不是一个祭司？
Am I a priest?
我在擘饼聚会的时候是不是祭司？
In a communion service, am I a priest?
我在祷告聚会的时候，我是不是一个祭司？
In a prayer meeting, am I a priest?
在读经聚会里面，我是不是一个祭司？
In a Bible study, am I a priest?
我是不是一个被拣选的族类？
Am I a chosen race?
我是不是活在一个意象里面，是没有犹太人，也没有叙利尼人的？
Am I living in a vision that neither Jew or Greek?
我是不是一个圣洁的国度？
Am I a holy nation?
我的王是不是主耶稣？
Is my King Jesus Christ?
我是不是属神的子民？
Am I a people that belongs to God?
我活在地上不是为了自己，是为着神。
I do not live for myself but for Christ.
但愿主激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
让我们重新来温习这个意象。
So we can review this vision.
也开始学习把自己摆在这个意象当中。
And learn to put yourself in the vision.
能够像这个诗歌的作者一样，有这样的一个心智，我不敢稍微失败。
Just like the author of the hymn that we are not dared to be defeated.
就是我不愿意来违背这个从天上来的意象。
I am not willing to be against the vision from heaven.
好像有一天我们真正站在基督审判台的前面的时候，我能够说一句像保罗说的那句话。
One day before the judgment seat, I can speak the same word that Paul said.
我素来没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I have never been against the vision from heaven.
但愿我们每一个人都能够说那一句话。
May every one of us will say the same.
要是有一天我们在基督审判台前能够说出这一句话的话，
If we can speak the same words in front of the judgment seat,
他是何等的喜悦。
He will be very pleased.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们求你早晨再让我们每一个人能温习这个属天的意象。
May we all review the heavenly vision.
让我们清楚知道我们到底是谁。
So we know who we are.
我们为什么在地上如此聚会。
Why we gather together.
你托付我们在地上的那个见证到底是什么。
What is the burden that you gave us.
主好，我们都是一般微小的人。
We are the small.
但是你却把这个荣耀的见证托付在我们身上。
Yeah, you gave us this glorious testimony.
主，但愿我们的心能够被你激励。
May you encourage our heart.
你既然为我们众人死，
you had died for us,
就让我们能够学习的为主而活，
then we should learn how to live for you.
好叫我们真是有一天能够站在基督的台前，
one day when we stand before the judgment seat,
能够对我们的主说，我素来没有违背那从天上来的意象，
then we can say to the Lord that we have never been against the heavenly vision.
能够得到你的称许，说你是忠心又良善的仆人。
You will praise us that we are good and faithful.
主啊，求你祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all the brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们谢谢你再一次让我们有机会来温习这个意象。
We thank you for the opportunity to review this vision.
但愿你把这个意象变成我们中间的实际。
May you place this reality in us as this vision.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.